how I already miss you.
Now, I told you that was the last place I ran.
Robert Morris, Nebraska, Bradley, Aurora, Loyola, Marquette, Iowa State, Missouri State.
Check, check.
1-2, 1-2.
We're going to be sending it down to the men, the myth, the legends. We say goodbye for now. We'll be back with the intermission report. Sending it now to Bill Downing and Dan Dignan for Game Time.
All right, thank you, guys. My name is Bill Downing, joined by my broadcast partner, Dan Dignan. And, Dan, tonight's contest is the second annual Outdoor Heritage Classic for United States Premier Hockey League's Elite Division. A lot on the line tonight for two teams kind of going in opposite directions in the standing. The Rivercats being really good at what they're doing this entire season. Chicago Cougars looking to get into the win column tonight.
Yeah, the River Kings have put it to them in the first two games of the three-game series from Saturday until today. They're a fast team. They get on the forecheck early and often, and they have a lot of top two lines both can score. So Cougars will have their handful, and it's a good test, Bill, with playoffs just a month away.
Well, you're watching us live on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School. Beautiful night tonight. Today it was a little warmer than expected, but tonight it looks like we're going to get the hockey game in. It's going to be a fun, fast event. The Rivercats are a team that like to be explosive, like to get out of the gate early. What do you see tonight as some of the keys for the Rivercats and the Cougars tonight?
Yeah, first off, for the River Kings, they're on a five-game win streak. Just continue their mojo going forward. Stay aggressive on the forecheck is their M.O., for the second key is to have fun out there, enjoy the experience. This is something that all players will never forget. And then thirdly is to stay out of the penalty box for them and capitalize on the power play. And then going for the Cougars is keep it simple. Puck management is crucial for them, especially against the River Kings being such a good offensive juggernaut. Puck management is crucial for them because if you turn the puck over, it's going to end up in the back of your net more times than not. And second is capitalize on the power play for the Cougars when they get the chances.
Well, it seems like that's been the Rivercats were able to do a lot so far this early part of the season. And the Chicago Cougars tonight looking to get into the win column. So we're going to send it down to Ice Central. Right now for our ringside reporter. Go ahead. Tonight's game pits two teams that really know each other pretty well there, Dan, the Rivercats and the Cougars. They played each other, I believe, this will be the fifth meeting of the season. So far, the Cougars have not been able to get in the win column. One game went to overtime. Last night's game, pretty close, 2-1. Start off on Saturday, losing 3-0. Tonight they got to gain the momentum early.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. The problem for the Cougars most of the season compared to last year is the lack of scoring, and their defense and their goaltending has been pretty strong for most of the season, Bill. It's past Andrew Van Dyke and Michael Helf and Mike Lindsay. The scoring's been going down.
Absolutely. Well, tonight to make this game possible, we've got a long list of people to say thank you to. Our executive producer tonight, Dr. Peter Ferrari, and our producer, Brian Patrick Gill, our director, Tim Helms, our Florida director standing right next to us, Eric Willowite, audio mixer tonight, Chris Hamilton, Joel Zalewski, Brandon Evans are on cameras, myself and Dan Dignan are on your play-by-play and color commentary tonight, Dan Kemchek, and Lucas Jones. They'll be doing our pre-post and intermission reports, and Brandon Evans will be our ringside between the glass reporter tonight. So again, we want to make sure that everybody gets their thanks because it's been a long day and a lot of hard work is going into this broadcast. Hopefully everybody enjoys it. When you take a look at this, we've had a chance to talk, Dan, to some of the people that are up here in Adobe Gillis tonight. That's where we'll be doing our broadcast from. Again, thank you so much to the crew, everybody working so hard to keep us fed, and great accommodations up
here. Oh, and the food was excellent.
Yeah, and we talked to a lot of people. One of the neat ones is we got to talk to some grandparents of a kid from Hickory Hills that has an Italian and Greek background. And tell me the grandparents for this kid have been pretty special today.
Oh, yeah, very supportive. They were giving us, like you said, the whole background and making sure we get it. The pronunciation, Demokopoulos is the last name, correct?
And Antonio.
Super genuine. Couple that we met, it was great. It was great to interact with them for sure pregame.
Definitely. You know, they're out here looking at the ice right now. They're actually laying down a sheet of water, which is the first thing we've seen today as they've been dry scraping it most of the day. So, again, we should be having hockey here real, real soon. Again, it's the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings taking on the Chicago Cougars, United States Premier Hockey League's Elite Division, second annual Heritage Outdoor Classic here at MB Financial Park here in Rosemont, Illinois. This is the first year the Cougars have hosted this game. It's a second annual. Head coach Brad Stouffer is very, very excited to have his team and the focus of the Cougars here in Chicago.
Yeah, definitely having the home crowd is going to be a big boost for them as well. A lot of family members and friends, I'm sure, are in attendance because it's about 90% of the roster for the Chicago Cougars, Bill, is from suburbs of Chicago, so they have a huge Chicago background, and that's great to see all the support for this game.
Well, the last time I talked to you, we worked a game. It was the Detroit Fighting Irish Hockey Club came into West Dundee, the Leaf Center out there, and one of the kids that came back was your Belgium.
Yes.
You really, really liked, and like you said, a lot of local kids. There's only two that are not local, and go ahead and cover the first one.
The first one that's not local? Yeah, he's from Belgium, ladies and gentlemen, is Virgil Delpersin. He's a big power forward, and he also has some skill to go with it. So he's a player to watch tonight. He needs to elevate his game, Coach Brad let us know before, about a month away from playoff time. And then also they have their star in Captain Andrew Van Dyke on the forwards. And going back to the other guy that's
Horanovic.
Yes, number 77. They just picked him up at the trade deadline, one of the three players they acquired, and he's in the starting lineup tonight. So he's had a great first couple games this weekend. So hopefully he can put a couple goals past Eric Schutte tonight.
And everybody else basically is from Illinois except for Greg Maranovich. He's from Muskegon, actually from North Muskegon. Actually had a chance to talk about him at a Muskegon Lumberjacks game, so they know him pretty well. And this kid's got a lot of talent. And we're getting closer to puck drop here with the United States Premier Hockey League's Outdoor Classic, the Heritage Classic here from MB Financial Park. And I'm telling you, Dan, this has been an exciting day. And puck drop is approaching, and it should be a very good contest tonight.
Absolutely, Bill. Fans are eager to get the puck drop, of course. Teams have gone back to their respective locker rooms, getting the last message from their coaches, and they're going to be ready to play.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be a great one. So, folks, keep it right here on HockeyTV.com. Again, I am Bill Downing, joined by Dan Dignan. And I tell you, the keys to the game, it's very simple. The River Cats are fast. They're aggressive. They like to do what you call the long stretch passes. Mm-hmm. And they really don't have very many chinks in the armor.
No, they don't. They're led on the back end from number 7, Harrison Cole. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot of family members and friends in the stands tonight for the River Kings because he's from Chicago, like most of the Cougars players are. So he sees the whole package, Bill. He has speed. He has great awareness, great hands. He always makes tape-to-tape passes on the breakout, which is crucial to start coming out of your own zone.
Well, head coach Brad Stouffer's of the Cougars made it very clear that the starting players that you will have tonight for the River Kings are their very best. So it looks like head coach Marty Quarters is trying to throw the very best at the Cougars to try to gain a little bit of momentum out of the gate. But when you take a look at the starters for the Cougars, these guys aren't just going to lay down and let these guys come out. These guys are hard chargers too and a very good starting lineup.
Yes, led on center number 8, Michael Helf. His speed and his jumps there night in, night out. And with the two newcomers in Moskalik and Horanovic on his wings, they're gaining some chemistry in the short time they played together with each other. So that's going to be interesting to see from the Cougars' perspective.
Well, what's really neat tonight, we're going to have reporters all over the place. Between periods, well, actually at the midpoint of every period, we are going to have a segment where we're going to go down to the ice and actually have a conversation. First at the 10-minute mark of the first period, Dan Kemchek will be down with the River Kings head coach, or one of the coaches, excuse me. And then we are going to do the Chicago Cougars during the second and hopefully the third, depending on how the game's going. But we'll get you insight like no one other has done before and get you feelings of what the coaches are saying and thinking and trying to maybe pick their brain to see what's coming up next.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that done.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. It's going to be a great night tonight. Again, the lineups both solid top to bottom. If you're starting, it doesn't matter. If you're not starting, hey, you're going to get out there. Solid lineups on both ends. You know, when you were talking about Ryan Mance, the kid is just on fire this season.
Oh, yeah, he's about 2 points a game. He's been averaging on the season, definitely close to tops in the league. And like Harrison Cole on the back end, he's their motor on the up front, leading the way. His speed is very deceptive, and then he could slither by you with some finesse moves as well. So he's something to watch. In the four games, the four first meetings of the year, he has 11 points in those four games. He had a four-goal game back a couple weeks ago or mid-January.
Well, we'll see if they can put the fire out. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to step aside real quick, and we come back. We'll have more of the pregame here from the United States Premier Hockey League's Heritage Classic from MB Financial Park in Rosemont, Illinois. You're watching HockeyTV.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. We'll be right back. We're telling. Welcome back to the second annual Heritage Outdoor Classic for United States Premier Hockey League. I'm Bill Downing, joined by Dan Dignan. We're going to set it down to ice level now to Dan and Lucas. Take it away, guys.
All right, we're live down at ice level. You know, we made the set down here both severely out of shape. ESPN, our body issues, we were the stars of. On the title page there, but Lucas, down at ice level, a little bit of delay at the start, still letting this ice freeze, but it's going to be ready for game time. What does it look like ice level? How cool is this scenery, is the surroundings of this ice rink?
You know, I got to say, from here on ice level, you could not have picked a better place to have this year's Heritage Classic. The lights are going, you got sparkling signs this way, you got music blasting, you got the whole crowd over here, down on ice level. Dan, I think this is perfectly captures what the outdoor hockey is all about.
No? Okay,
this
good.
Is what hockey is. This is where it began. This is the roots of hockey. A nice little pond in the middle of town that the whole neighborhood can come out and watch. And what better neighborhood than the city of Chicago for this one, Lucas? Just how fun has Chicago been for us so far? How have you enjoyed the trip?
Well, this has been my first time in Chicago, and I can guarantee you it won't be my last. You know, the food is great, the people are nice, and we have a lot of friends in the USPHL that we knew and also that we made today. You know, I was talking to some of the parents up in the Adobe Gia, and I got to say, those people were super friendly, always looking to talk to you, always looking to share a story about a player or another player or an opposing team or their team. Just been great to feel like being welcomed by family here.
It's a family atmosphere, a family feeling, especially out here in the Midwest. Two Jersey guys, we love a good Italian sausage, a good slice of pizza, and a good time with a family atmosphere. And that's what the Chicago Cougars are all about here. We're getting close to game time. The music's pumping loud. The coaches have taken the bench. The teams are about to leave the locker room, and the ice is ready to go in front of us. It's going to be good hockey. There's going to be some slow points. There's going to be some outdoor points. There's going to be some feeling out. Just how excited does this crowd seem for this one?
They seem pumped. They are standing at attention, waiting for these teams to hit the ice. They want to see what tonight's game is going to hold in store.
I see John Schwartz, owner of both teams, sending those refs out into the ice. We're ready. It looks like everyone down here is ready. We're going to be sending it back up to the team in the booth soon. When we get that signal, we'll send you back up. But for now, we have the Cougars, the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, and we are sending it back up to Billy and Dan in the booth for this one. Take it away, Billy and Dan.
All right, thanks, Dan and Lucas. We're back up here in our broadcast position inside Adobe Gillis. I am Bill Downing, joined by Dan Dignan. And Dan, we've got refs on the ice.
Hey, it's about time, Bill. Can't wait for puck drop.
It's going to be an exciting battle here at the second annual Heritage Classic for the United States Premier Hockey League's Elite Division. When you look at these two teams, they know each other really well. The Cougars need to come out quickly tonight and gain early momentum, I think, tonight to put the River Kings maybe take a step back. And, you know, they're going for a sweep. The Cougars want to prevent that, especially on home ice. This is their home away from home here at MB Financial Park. So it should be a good contest tonight. The Cougars, what's their keys coming out tonight.
Yeah, they want to get on the body early, establish the forecheck, Bill. Keep the pressure up on the defense of the River Kings. And also the special teams is huge. Capitalize on the power play and then in the PK. You don't want to be on that too much, so stay out of the box because River Kings' power play is lethal. And third is just have fun out there. Enjoy the experience. It's something that all the players will never forget. And it's a beautiful night, so both teams are ready to play.
When you mention have fun, this is an experience that not too many teams get a chance to do, unless you're the Chicago Blackhawks, which you play every outdoor game, it seems like. But for these kids, this could be a once-in-a-lifetime event for these guys. And it's something that I think that you have to embrace from start to finish. You know, when they announced they were going to do this game, they were just like, man, this is awesome. No matter what your records are coming into this contest, outdoor games are like when we were kids. And we literally hoped that the pond would freeze or the hole would fill up with water before everything freezes so we can play some kind of hockey or just hit a ball around. You know, these kids are living a dream out here, and I never had a chance to play in a game a magnitude such as this. You've played hockey more than I have. What is it like to play outdoors compared to indoors?
Well, from experience, I still play in an outdoor rink once a week out in the Elmhurst YMCA, about 20 minutes south of here. But definitely, the outdoor air is different than the indoor, just from breathing perspective. So I imagine shorter shifts for both teams. Something to definitely get used to as the game progresses. And some of the lighting out there is different for sure with the reflection off the ice. So maybe that could cause a problem. But both teams and players are phenomenal athletes, so I'm sure they're going to be ready to play.
You know, you see your breath. You kind of see the stands. It's not like it is indoors. I got net all the way around because there's so many different venues here. But a lot of people have come out, not only filling the stands outside, but here inside Adobe Gillis. I tell you, we've been here all day. We'd like to thank, the general manager, everybody involved here. What a great crew taking care of us tonight. Again, the United States Premier Hockey League, we've had officials, we've had coaches from both sides, we've seen players, the mascot. It's been a pretty fun day today.
Yeah, I've had a blast from start to finish. And the games is going to be just as exciting.
All right, the national anthem has finished. And, Dan, that means it's time to lay the puck down and let's get busy.
Let's rock and roll.
All right, again, my name is Bill Downing, joined by
Dan Dignan.
And we'll be your broadcast team tonight on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School. Again, so many great people helping us out today to get us. It's just phenomenal, what we're able to do here. And again, we're going to have the between intermission reports with Dan and Lucas. At the 10-minute mark, right around the 10-minute mark, we're going to try to send it down there to get some insight to what's going on between the boards there, basically. And we'll be talking to Dan Kemchek right around the 10-minute mark here of the first period.
Yeah, so both teams getting their starting lineups out on the ice, getting the last message from each from their respective coaches. And we're going to have puck drop momentarily.
The River Kings have yet to come out right now. The Cougars will be going left to right. They're in their white uniforms with yellow numbers. The River Kings in their green uniforms trimmed with white numbers. Everybody pounding on the boards, and we are ready to go. The second annual Heritage Classic hockey game here from MB Financial Park in Rosemont, Illinois. United States Premier Hockey League's Elite Division. Ready to go, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. All right, we finally have puck drop, folks. The time has come, and there is the opening faceoff. It's dumped down into the River Kings zone. That's going to be knocked out of play into the River Kings bench, and we have a stoppage only 8 seconds into tonight's game.
Yep. Pretty quick whistle off the opening draw. Faceoff will come out just outside the River Kings zone.
So far, no changes. No lineup between the two coaches making any dramatic changes. The puck is in the neutral zone. It's taken by the Cougars, knocked out of their zone. River Kings dump it back in.
Sure, feeling out process is going to be for the first 5 minutes of the game.
Ross rings it around the boards, and that's going to be dumped down into the neutral zone, and the Cougars will take it. They got a 3-on-2 quickly dumped into the River Kings zone, and again, that's going to be knocked out just out of the zone, but the Cougars come back with it, dump it down, and they're going to get a quick line change as the River Kings dump it into the neutral zone, looking to pressure the Cougars during that quick line change there, Dan.
Yep, it seems like both teams are trying to get the puck in deep once they gain center ice and get on the forecheck.
Martinovic seems to be a really good stick-handling goalie, and here come the Cougars again.
That's Mike Lenzie.
And Lenzie, we've called his name many times during the last couple games that we've done together, and he seems to be out there with his big hired gun, Van Dyke. River Kings do get it out of the zone now, pinched along the boards. Three or four different players looking to get that puck out. The ref telling them to move it out, and it's still pinned up against the boards, looking to get it out. They finally do. A lot of time spent early here, Dan, in the River Kings zone.
Yeah, Coach Brad Stouffer of the Cougars has to like to start from his team losing the first two games in games 1 and 2. It's a good start so far for the Cougars.
You were talking about that stretch pass there in the pregame, and the River Kings just tried doing it. Now the Cougars bring it out. They dump it in for a quick line change. River Kings ringing around the near zone. Torres with it. He dumps it out into neutral zone. Now he's going to take it in to the Cougar zone, and Martinovic with the stop. 17:52 left here in the first period. Nothing. Really no excitement yet. They're kind of, again, feeling each other out here early because of the fact it's outdoors. You know, you can get that weird bounce. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that was the first shot of the game going to the River Kings there from Demakopoulos, number 19.
Yeah, we were talking to his grandparents earlier. He's out on the ice right now, and that's out into the neutral zone, dumped in by the River Kings, looking to make a quick line change. Torres off for the Wisconsin River Kings. That's going to be dumped out. Cougars take it. Nice outlet pass, just out of the reach. Looks like Van Dyke.
Dude, that was to Delpersine.
Now the River Kings bring it out. Nice check. The River Kings bring it in.
Shot just wide by Demakopoulos. He had a good look right there.
Taylor now. Good hit there, and they knock it out into the neutral zone. The Cougars trying to get that back out. They would have had an odd man rush.
Dumped in by the Cougars now.
Delbersine out on the ice now for the Cougars. Nice hard hit along the boards, but here come the River Cats into the zone. Cougars, again, weird bounces by the puck here early.
Seems like the physical plays are starting to pick up, though. Both teams are finishing their checks.
LePac and McCauley now for the River Kings. Oh, there's a hard hit from behind. That's going to be a penalty for sure. That's going to be boarding. Looks like it's going to be number 14, and we talked about him in the pregame, Kevin Van Bakkelen. And that was a nasty hit. They always tell you, if you see the numbers, don't hit them. Well, he did, and he put them in the boards. And let's see who was down for the Cougars.
That's 13, Henry Laukkanen, one of their top defensemen for the Cougars.
Yeah, we talked about head coach Brad Stouffer saying that he was one of the keys there on defense, and he's slow to get off the ice. And that's going to be, let's see how long they're going to give him in the box. They may be talking an extended time in the box or even an injection.
Yeah, it could be a checking from behind, a 2-and-10.
We'll see here. The refs are over at the official scores booth. Now looks like all four of them get together, but now it's just three. Let's see what the call is going to be.
Looks like just a boarding, I want to say, Bill. Just 2 minutes.
Okay, so it's only going to be 2 minutes. He's lucky that wasn't an ejection there for Kevin Van Bakkelen. We hope that Laukkanen is going to be okay. So now the first power play of the evening by the Cougars now. 2 minutes. Cougars take it out, set it out to the point, swing it back over to the near side. Shot off the outside of the post. That's going to be deflected out by the River Kings.
Good look there for Adam Rifle, 16.
Looks like Van Dyke is out there also, one of the guys that we enjoy talking about a lot. One guy that we know that could bring it up through the neutral zone. Right now it's a 4-on-3. Cougars do get it in deep into the zone, ring it around the boards now.
Looks like it's an offside.
Yeah. Just offside. Again, we're having kind of a hard time to kind of see the lines here due to the glare, but the officials are down there, and they called that, and that's going to be a face-off outside of the zone. Cougars on the power play.
Yeah, Bill, so far in the four games prior to this one between the two teams, Cougars are 3-for-21 on the power play, so something they look to improve on in tonight's game.
Rifle out there, as we talked about that before, and Lindsay. We know that that's a powerful lineup. The River Kings ring it around the board again, and the Cougars able to keep it in down low. Now they have a chance to move it up around. There's the shot. No, it's going to be deflected by the River Ooh. Kings. Nice shot on goal.
I think that went off the goalpost.
It did. Another shot. No, he's going to pull it back. Back out to the near side. Back out to the point for the Cougars. Looking for an open man. Swings it down low. Nice shot. That just went over the top of the goal and out to the neutral zone. Cougars have to reset now. 45 seconds left on the one-man advantage.
Great puck moving so far on the power play for the Cougars.
Now that was a bad pass. Now the Cougars have a chance to get it out, and they do. So the River Kings will go for a quick line change, and so will the Cougars. Here come the Cougars out now with only 25 seconds left in the man advantage. Oh, comes right in through the middle again. That was, what, number 17?
77, Haranovich.
Haranovich, untouched through center ice. And that's going to do it for the power play for the Cougars. So we still are knotted up 0-0, and we have a stoppage.
Another penalty coming up. It's going to be interference.
The call at 14:40 of the first period. 0-0 is the score.
And Cougars are going to go to the penalty kill, it looks like.
So the River Kings will be on the man advantage.
Yeah. Micah Houck, number 18, with the penalty for interference.
Rumor has it that's frowned upon, Dan, in hockey. But the Cougars, man down, bring it down into the River Kings zone. Taking a lot of valuable time off the power play for Wisconsin.
Yeah, no surprise there, Bill. Nice job done by Mike Lindsay. He's relentless on the penalty kill.
River Kings 3-on-2. Now it's all tied up. Nope, they're going to say that he was offsides. And the faceoff is going to come outside of the zone.
Yeah, a little anxious the River Kings were on that 3-on-2 rush.
It's hard to believe. Harrison Cole, too, one of their big guns, just a little bit eager to get in the zone. We talked about the aggressiveness early, and they for sure are putting the pressure on the Cougars here. But it's still 0-0. Both teams have had a power play. River Kings seeing what they can do on their first power play of the night. It's all set up now deep into Wisconsin zone. Wisconsin brings it up through the neutral zone. Nice puck handling there by Cole. He brings it in over to the near side. That's going to be dumped back out. And more time taken off the penalty. 1 minute left in the penalty to the Cougars. Cole comes back again through the zone. He's knocked down, and the Cougars will knock it out all the way down 200 feet.
Great active stick by 21, Nate Madonia, for the Cougars, and to clear it out all the way down.
Eric Schutte, the goalie for the Wisconsin River Kings, hits it out. Again, more time being taken off here, Dan. And a pretty impressive penalty kill so far for the Cougars. River Kings looking to be aggressive, and the Cougars are taking it to them on the penalty kill.
Yeah, definitely up for the challenge, Bill. They're moving their feet. They seem just a step quicker than the River Kings, which is a surprise because River Kings, one of their best assets as a team is their speed.
We have a quick stoppage here. And the faceoff will come out of the zone. Partial out there for the Cougars takes the faceoff. Now the River Kings deep into the zone. Oh, a shot off of Martinovich's face mask.
Yeah, what a save.
Albitz with the shot. And again, they circle it back around to big number 18, Quarters, the head coach's son. And he had a nice shot there. Kind of reminded me a little bit of the bread man there being assisted.
Yeah, from that left circle, that's his spot, just like Ovechkin and Stamkos.
Well, we're all even now. 5-on-5, shot from the point by McGowran. And the Cougars, well, they're having a hard time getting the puck out. They finally do, bounced all around, and now out to the neutral zone. Both teams having to reset. Nothing is your score. Under 12 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the first period. Coming to you live from MB Financial Park here in Rosemont, Illinois. Nice high shot by number 11, Torres. Again, that's taken by Martinovic. Nice glove-handed save. And so far, the pressure really being applied as of late by the River Kings onto the Cougars.
Yeah, Bill, let's see if the Cougars can gain some momentum back from killing off that penalty and start getting the forecheck on for them.
Bork for the faceoff. He's going to drop it down. Now the Cougars are coming down the opposite way.
It's Maranovic giving chase.
Rifle out there also along the far boards. Dumps it down deep. River Kings come out of it. And at center ice now, here come the River Kings. Nice save there, Martinovic. Bodies flying everywhere. And now the Cougars will slow things down. And another River King falls down. Here come the Cougars into the zone. Drops it near side. River Kings coming out. Again, it's end-to-end speed hockey tonight. Kelly with the puck for the River Kings. Out in the far boards again. Wisconsin looking to set up a play here. They're down low right behind Martinovic. And the Cougars dump it out to neutral zone.
Yeah, the River Kings sticking to their MO is the dump and chase and get on the forecheck early and often. And it's something that they've been doing all year.
Yeah, it looks like the River Kings are trying to play a really strong neutral zone defense there, Dan. And I'm telling you, if that puck, the Cougars do a stretch pass like you said Wisconsin can do, and if Chicago can do it, they're going to have an odd man break.
Yeah, that play's been there for the first 10 minutes of the first period.
Now deep down into the Wisconsin zone, Cougars have it pinned up against the board. Now it's going to be batted out behind the goalie, rung around the boards. Wisconsin look to get it out of the zone. They do. They just dump it in. Oh, they had one man flying there. That was number 27, Young, just out of his reach. That stretch pass you were talking about, Dan, that's exactly what they tried right there. Wisconsin now. This is back and forth action here early. We're at the halfway point of the first period. We'll be heading down to Dan Kemchek here in a second in our next stoppage to get what's happening between the glass here in the midpoint of the first period. Wisconsin comes out. They're in the neutral zone. Bodies flying everywhere. River Kings dump it out. There's a hit from behind right there. Hit by number 77, Haranovich of the Cougars. River Kings come back out now. Could be an odd man rush for the Cougars. They do dump it out. Good defense there by Wisconsin as they hold the puck and wait for a change. Here comes Van Bakkelen, who had that boarding penalty early here in the first period. He rings it around the boards. Cougars looking to get it out. They're having a hard time getting out of their zone. Wisconsin now gets it. Looks like it's going to be a shot from the point. That's going to be stopped by Martinovic. Nice strong shot there by number 26, I believe that was. 27, Richard Young again.
Yes, and it's good to see number 13, Henry Laukkanen, back after taking that nasty hit earlier in the game from Van Bakkelen. So, but both teams, fresh line changes with a faceoff coming to left of Martinovic. Cougars take the draw.
River Kings dump it out in front of the goal. And, boy, Dan, that is very dangerous right there. Good defense by Chicago. They saw that coming. And now Chicago dumps it out into the neutral zone. Wisconsin will dump it back in. It's kind of like a game of tennis here. It's volleying back and forth to see the first one that's going to make a mistake. Both teams 0-for-1 on the power play tonight. Chicago looking to get on the board here early after losing the first two games of this series, and we have a stoppage in play. We need to send it down ice side to Dan Kemchek real quick. Dan? All right, back here on Hockey TV. Again, Bill Downing, Dan Dignan. 8-minute mark here of the first period, 0-0. Wisconsin brings it out, now dumps it into the neutral zone. That's going to be, nope, they're going to wave off. Here comes Chicago now. They're going to dump it in. That's a dangerous pass. Comes off the boards. Chicago lucky to get that puck out, and they do.
Yeah, you never want to throw your puck across the middle in your own zone unless you're 100% sure.
Dylan Torres, hard hit there, and that's going to be a goal for Wisconsin on the turnover in the Cougars zone. And we have our first score tonight, 1-0. That's going to be scored by number 19.
I believe it was Antonio. It was 12 or 19. 12 or 19, I think it was, Bill. It was 19, you're right. Yeah, it was Antonio Demakopoulos. Nice shot, beating Martinovich to the blocker's side. He was all alone, and he made no mistake about it, and gives the River Kings the first lead of the game.
All right, 1-0, Wisconsin with the lead. Goal scored at the 7:29 mark of the first period. Another shot. We got the net off its moorings.
Yeah, Martinovich wasn't too sure if he had that one, luckily.
And we got a meeting of the minds here in the goalie crease for Chicago. Cooler minds will prevail here. Chicago doesn't want to go down two, especially on a penalty, so cooler minds did prevail there. But the faceoff will be to the right of Martinovich, and the Cougars win the draw. They're going to ring it around the boards, trying to get it out, and they can't. Wisconsin dumps it back in again. Good checking there by the River Kings, looking to keep the pressure on the Cougars. And the Cougars were the first one to blink tonight as they trail 1-0. Hard hit along the boards by Van Bakkelen. Now the Cougars have it deep into Wisconsin's zone, pinned over in the corner. But here come the River Kings out. Oh, that's going to be a penalty. That's going to be a trip. And there with the stoppage now.
Marcusilli with the trip, he'll go to the box.
But it's those penalties right there that really make it hard for you as a coach. You know, if you want to try to gain momentum, it's hard to do it when you're a man down.
Yeah, Coach Brad cannot be happy right now with some of the penalties taken so far in the first period. That was one of the keys of the game, is to stay out of the box with this lethal power play that they're going up against, and hopefully they can kill this one off.
Now the River Kings now with it. Man advantage. Already up 1-0. Albitz with it, pinned up against the board. Cougars looking to get it out. They do.
Good play by Troy Ross of the Cougars.
Very smart play, too. Dump it down 200 feet the other way. Now Wisconsin comes back out. Near side. Good dumping, but it looks like we have a stoppage there.
Offsides.
That was James Stiles bringing it down, and he was just a wee bit offsides. Well, Dan, so far, the keys to the games have really stood out. The River Kings being very aggressive as they get on the board early, 1-0.
Yeah, just another defensive lapse for the Cougars, and their puck ended up in the back of their net, unfortunately.
Yeah, Martinovich didn't really stand a chance there. That shot was definitely one that he did not see coming. The Cougars try to get it out now. They finally get it out of their zone. River Kings setting up yet again. Near side to Stiles. He's going to ring it up along the boards here. Looks like he tried to dump it in, but Cougars steal it. Oh, nice hard hit along the boards there by Cole. Wow. That was almost one of them big enforcer hits. Oh, another hit mid-ice there. Wow.
That was Mike Lindsay.
Not afraid to hit. Here comes the shot by Cole. That goes wide. Cougars trying to get it out. They can't. They got to do something here. Mance with it. One of their big-time scores has it pinned along the boards. The Cougars trying to get it out. They don't. Brought back out to the point. Just missed the far post by Stiles. And here come the Cougars. They dump it in. Now the Cougars. Nice hip check there by Wisconsin. Stiles with it. Trying to get it out. Good back checking there by the Cougars. And it's going to be dumped out into the neutral zone. Here comes Wisconsin again. Almost knocked down with a high stick. And Wisconsin still stuck in the neutral zone, trying to get that puck in one way or another. They finally do. Martinovich out of the crease behind the goal. Cougars ringing around the board again. Nice save in there by Sinkarik. Nice hard hit along the boards there by the Cougars.
And here comes Moskalik with the puck. Nice play to get it up out of the zone.
Well, I tell you, Dan, you know, you see these guys an awful lot. You know that Chicago has a lot of speed, and they're trying to show it here. Both teams now back at full strength. We got sticks flying, lumber flying everywhere. We got bodies down at the far point, and looks like we're going to have a stoppage. And what do you think? They send both off?
I think it's going to be coincidentals with Del Persine and, I believe, 28, Peterson of the River Kings.
Yeah, they definitely won't be sharing Christmas cards this season. They were we saw sticks flying and we saw helmets.
Yeah, they're getting to know each other a little too bit much now down in the off of the half wall in the offensive zone for the Cougars.
All right, we have 3:57 left here in the first. 1-0, Wisconsin with the lead. The faceoff will be in the Cougars zone to the left of Martinovich. Getting ready to drop the puck. They do. It's won by the River Kings, but here come the Cougars out with it. Nice breakout pass. Try to dump it down. Nice hard hit in the corner by Chicago. Picked it up down at the end line, way over to the far point. Here's the shot. That's going to be deflected.
Great block shot by Kelly of the River Kings.
And the River Kings get it out, and here's that stretch we were talking about. Kelly with it. Oh, nice defense there by Chicago, number 17, Marcuselli. And here comes the Cougars out now. Nice pressure into the zone by the Cougars. River Kings bring it out now. Torres with it. Back out. Oh, almost tried to hit Torres again as he was trying to sneak into the zone. Now full line change by Wisconsin. Cougars trying to catch him off guard, and they have so far. Shot in on Schutte. That's going to be off the back of the net. Cougars still have it. Shot just to the left of the far post.
Great individual effort by Michael Hove with the takeaway and the presence of mind. They still got to try to get a shot on goal. Just missed the far post.
Yeah, outside. You know, this puck is starting to do some weird hops. You got to be pretty careful out there, and Helf was able to do it. Here come the Cougars again. They have it deep into the River Kings zone, but Wisconsin comes out.
Yeah, trying to get too cute right there was Luke Borth, 22 of the Cougars.
Under 2 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the first. 1-0, Wisconsin with the lead. Hard hit over in a corner. Oh, and looks like we got a River King that dragging his arm. Looks like that's going to be...
That's one of their star players, Kaiser, 21.
Yeah, and that one was a clean hit, too. But while he was going off the ice, the River Kings were able to put a shot on goal. Martinovich, great save. Cougars looking to get some pressure out of the zone there. Lindsay with it. Right in the neutral zone again.
Oh, big hit by Madonia. Right at the blue line. Good stand-up play.
Oh, I tell you, the physicality picking up here, Dan. You called it. And now there's an errant pass, a turnover in the zone. Last time they did that, the Wisconsin River Kings found the back of the net. Cougars ring it around. About a minute 30 left here in the first. Cougars out with it. Really can't put much pressure out of the neutral zone, but they finally do. There's a nice shoulder by Wisconsin. And here come the River Kings out again. No, nice defense there by Lindsay. And it looked like he tried to keep it in the zone, but it looks like it just went outside. And you talked to Kaiser. Kaiser just absolutely got pummeled in the corner. And the last time we saw his left arm, looks like he's got some kind of shoulder or arm type injury over there on the bench.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay. It was a big hit. I believe it was Moskalik of the Cougars finishing his check on going in on the forecheck, and that's just what Coach Brad's looking for him from his forwards.
Well, we do have a penalty on the play. And it's going to be on the Cougars. Did not see the call from up here, but the Cougars will be down a man, and this will go into the second period also. River Kings looking to bounce it out and around. Van Bakkelen. Cougars shoot it back into Wisconsin zone. We're under a minute left here in the first. 1-0, Wisconsin with the lead. And they have the one-man advantage right now on the Cougars penalty. Cougars dump it out in the neutral zone. Wisconsin resetting again. A shot rang around the boards. Van Bakkelen now pinned up against the boards, tries to get it out to the point. Now Wisconsin looking to set up. Nice hit from behind, but again, that looked like that was close to boarding call, but no call.
No, they're going to get him for it.
They are going to get him for it? Yep, they are. I didn't see the initial arm go up, but I think the refs kind of looked at each other and said, yep, that definitely was a boarding.
Yeah, that's kind of an unnecessary play by Michael Helf, kind of uncharacteristic of him to do so. That's one he should have just turned the other way, because now he puts his team 5-on-3, and that's with short amount of time left in the period, but that's not a good penalty taken in your own zone.
26.5 seconds left. Two-man advantage now for Wisconsin. Stiles with it. Swings it over to the far point. Back down low. Looking to get their man open. That's going to be Harrison Cole from the point shot. Oh, almost point blank.
Great stick by Norman.
Here comes Cole again through the neutral zone. Now gets into the Cougar zone. Far side. And we've got another whistle. And that's going to be the end of the first period. Your score 1-0, Wisconsin with the lead. When they do come back in the second period, Cougars will still be down two men. It'll be a 5-on-3 for Wisconsin. And again, Dan, the scoring for in the very first period, only 1-0 by Wisconsin.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse as they've taken some penalties. They haven't stayed out of the box. And it could be a lot worse if there wasn't for their penalty kill of the Cougars. And the goal scorer was number 19, Antonio Demokopoulos, out of Hickory Hills, Illinois. So it must have been really cool to get a goal in front of his family and friends who are in attendance tonight at the game.
Right behind us, you know, they got a big fan club down there and up here also. So 1-0 at the end of the first period. We're going to send it out to Dan and Lucas for our intermission report. And right after this commercial break, you're watching the Heritage Classic on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School.